You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we're recording. All right, guys, welcome into episode 39 of Coffee and Shell, the podcast. Myself, Sleeves, joined by my co-host, as always, Kesso. And we are going to have a different kind of episode for you today. We are going to basically spend the entire time going over your comments on the last video, which covered the things that you want to see change the most in NHL 23, the improvements you want to see made, and then we'll give our own takes as well, but a little bit of a different episode, and it's going to be very NHL the video game oriented, and there's not very many of those episodes left before we are literally just waiting for any sort of news on 23, Kesso, so it's I think it's going to be a fun episode.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, how much longer can we discuss a dying game, right?
So, yeah, so it's done.
We're kind of squeezing it, you know. We're doing that right now.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested to see what people said they want in the game, and then also, kind of what we know in the background is like game changers, I guess, that we'll probably go through and realize 95% of these things won't happen or can't happen.
Yeah.
But maybe they can. Who knows?
Yeah, I think we should preface this by. The thing whenever someone starts talking about like changes they want to see, and then we kind of like something that I notice a lot is like, I'll be like, this is why it can't happen. It doesn't mean that we don't want it to happen. We just have like a realistic expectation of if it can or not. Usually it is not, but, it's not like we don't want all these changes or some of these changes to be implemented. It's just like, we're going to explain to you as best we can without telling background stuff as to why it can or can't happen. So let's kick things off with whatever one you want. You read all the questions.
All righty. Let's see. I am starting at the top here. This person had fun with Diamond Dynasty. I did too for like a month. All right. So Jamie S., which I think I know who this guy is, but maybe not. So his number one is better rewards / less untradeable cards.
Okay, you go first to me.
I'll go first. I also want better rewards, right? The untradeable card thing, why did they...
Define what better rewards is, sorry.
I think structured better in champs, more guaranteed type rewards. Like they used to have the player cards in champs that were guaranteed that you could get. You didn't have to use collectibles for them. So if you finished top 20, you would get, you know, a 95 Patrick Laine.
Yeah.
Now you have to use collectibles on those cards to get them. And by using collectibles, you're getting less packs. In general, you're getting less rewards in hot champs compared to what you were in prior years. Comp seasons, which they removed. There are also exclusive player cards that you could get by finishing in the top 100 or top 200. I think that'd be better. I think having team of the week packs, like maybe like a guaranteed like team of the week pack like FIFA does, where if you finish top 100 in champs, you have a team of the week pack, whatever the prior cards from the last team of the week were, maybe get like 190 plus overall guaranteed or something like that. Something to tie back to what's going on in the events or just the daily releases. That's what I was thinking. And I think less waiting for the rewards, right? So like rivals, champs, squad battles, it's like you get them once a week. You don't get any instant gratification.
So, all right. So I think that over the last couple of years, because of my involvement in the GWC, I've taken like an esports side of things and like competitive style and rewarded the people that are exceptionally good at the game. And I think that you do that too, because you're among them, right?
Yeah.
So I want to take a step back and be like, this is for the majority of the player base. I am the champion for guaranteed rewards. It is the only thing I put my focus on in the Game Changer chat is to find out how to get game guaranteed rewards in the game. The one thing I loved that we had guaranteed rewards for finishing top 100 in comp seasons or top 20 in champs, for example, I think the issue there is that I would guess that EA, or I know from prior years, that they didn't want the best players to also get these super-powered cards that would then propel them even higher so that there's no catch-up, right? And I can understand that from like a community standpoint. They don't want – like that at a base level kind of makes sense. You want to try and make it so that it's as close as possible. The thing is, they should be rewarded. If you're the best in the world at something, you should be getting guaranteed something, right? Like more packs is just a chance. More, it's like getting more scratch tickets. Like you're like, okay, cool, I got 3 scratch tickets, and now I have 15. It's like, sick. All you're going to get is like a $3 winner, right? What I think is – in MLB, there is guaranteed rewards, but they are obtained by just playing the game. It is not based on – they have a few. They have a few. So, like, BR, if you can go 12-0, you can get the guaranteed really high-powered cards in draft champs or anyone that doesn't know. I think in NHL, I would love it if you went through the entire Hot Rush season, and at the end, there was like at launch of the game, there was an 87 overall card tied to the event or whatever that everyone can obtain. Or if you were, God, I hate the whole rival system with like Diamond and all of that. And because it's tied to 15% of the player base, it's a mess. It should be a cutoff. If you get to a certain cutoff, like 35,000 rivals points in a week, it might take some all 50 games. It might take some 35 games. Guaranteed card there. I think that would be huge. I think that we definitely need some guarantee rewards. I think there should be more like clout rewards for top 20 and if they brought back comp seasons, things like that. They're, like if I load in, like let's say they gave going into next year, they gave everyone who qualified for the GWC the GWC arena. Like that's sick. Like you know, first of all, your opponent's like, oh, okay, that's an L. It just leaves probably, but like. That's something that they earned by being exceptionally good at the game. Like, something I love about MLB is that you can put like bat skins and things like that. Like, what if you got top 5 or you were literally a hut champion 1 week, whether it be a banner in your arena or maybe like you get a customizable gold stick that you can put on somebody like that. That would just be like, you know what I mean? Like, again, that you can only earn that way. And I think that, A, like, at least gives you, like, these kids that finish top, 100 in hut champs or top 20 in champs, like, they're not really all that excited about more packs. They love the number one on the leaderboard. You see the tweets.
Yeah, that's the only thing I ever cared about because
exactly.
I never pulled anything.
Exactly. Ever. So if if you get something you could use all season long, that is, like, okay, sick. Like, that makes sense. Like, awesome. I think that's where it should go. Whereas, like, if you can finish, like, top 500 even in champs, or maybe, let's say, 10 wins, you can get a card. And it's not going to be something crazy, but, like, it could be a card. I think that those kinds of things should be done just by playing the game and getting rewards guaranteed for – because a lot of the player base is offline, too. Like, a lot of people play squad battles, things like that. But the other thing is, if we don't get cross-market – okay, I mentioned this on the podcast and on my stream before. I think cross-market is more important than cross-console right now if you had to choose between the two, which I hope that we don't because it just – but it, like that wouldn't strike me as surprising from EA. Like I think cross-console is more important now seeing the four-console playthrough. The only time you cannot – so I'm high Division 1. I've got 2,400 points, okay? I still find a game within like 3 or 4 minutes. So – unless you're at like 3,000, the 0.00001%. I mean, even you. Like, how long does it take you to find a Rivals game?
I've been playing forever.
Okay, okay.
I think it takes just a few minutes even then. I was at like 2,800
points. Would you rather have that and be able to find cards or be able to get into a game like that immediately?
It's really impossible to ask because it's like you need both.
You do.
You need both. You really do.
I just – that's what scares me is that we won't, but we'll have to wait and see. But I think that the untradeable thing, let's play out this because, I think our faith in EA having a big overhaul and a ton of changes year over year is very low.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Exactly. So let's pretend that it's still four consoles. Okay. Let's pretend it's four, or at least the market is. if the market is for consoles and they throw and hammer untradeable cards at us again, that's a disgusting move. Because if there is no reason to protect the market by having untradeable cards when there is no market to protect, you know what I mean? Like, I understand why it was there in the first place. From a business standpoint, I don't agree with it. From a consumer, it sucks for us. But I understand they don't want everyone to have overpowered teams. And, you know, that's why they don't want everyone to, like, if all of your all of the packs that you got from rivals were tradable, let's say, you know, there was no untradeable fortune, but you got, like, double it, like, and someone pulled, like, you know, like, four milli worth, like, you know what I mean? Like, that person, that team, and let's say he's a good player probably because he has a lot of packs. Like, I understand, and it also forces you to buy packs, right? Like, EA is, like that, like, money hungry. But if they have untradeable rewards for the most part, it's just... like disgusting.
It's going to be for sure.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The next one Jamie had was monthly challenges similar to MLB. So in general, I'm assuming he means like with the programs, how there's a set of 20 to 30 that you do. And there's usually good rewards in there. Like at least you earn XP towards the program. they've needed an overhaul to the challenges in the game.
They're there to say they're there.
Yeah. The ones that come shipped with the game, I don't think have changed in 6 years.
I went back and looked at a video from NHL 19. It's the exact same. The exact same. It's the exact same.
Like, they change whoever's on the picture of it. They might change the team, but in general, it's the same exact thing.
Yep. And they're there to say they're there, but they're not engaging. Like, I think there's probably people out there that just like playing offline and doing that kind of stuff, right? But if the majority of your player base goes to play those things because they just like there's nothing else to do, or B, they just monotonously have to go through it, like that's tough. The game, it's a video game. It should be engaging. I don't know how someone can sit and play those and be like, okay, this is good. Like, you know, I'm happy with this. Like, I don't understand. Like, I remember at NHL 14 or 13 when they had the moments. Actually, no, 15. I think 15 might have been the last year of it.
13 through 15, I think.
I think so, too. Yeah, where they had the moments. And I'm pretty sure it updated, like, daily. Like, if something crazy happened, there was, like, a new moment, like, a new thing that, like, popped up on the main screen when you logged in. That would be huge. I think anything they tie to the real NHL would be awesome. There's so many, we talk about this a lot. It's like there's four separate games inside of Hockey Ultimate Team, and the developers are all separated. Like, why can't we have player challenges that are player locked when we have Be a Pro? Like, I don't get why. Like, if you come out with an event that is, let's say it's Lit versus Grit. I love that event for some reason back then. Lit versus Grit, okay? And one of the master set players is like Dustin Byfuglien or Cal Clutterbuck. He set the record for the most hits in a game. Yeah. Like, let's say, imagine you just were Cal Clutterbuck and you had to get a ton of hits. Like,
and it ended whenever you got the required
exactly.
hit.
Exactly. Like, all dude, I want to like, add to that. I would love, like, that's challenging. Yeah. I think one thing that isn't said a lot and is the game at Superstar is easier than every other sports game. Like, if you...
Now, is that just because we're good at the game, though?
Maybe. Like, it could be, but, like, I think that... here's the thing. It's like, I was going to say, because there's an AI goaltender, and there'll always be ways to, like, work the AI goaltender. Like, it's ones and zeros, right? Until EA can implement an AI that improves over time as the game goes along, like, we're probably in Terminator, like, levels there. Like, you know, I don't think that'll happen, but there's always ways to cheese the goalie and things like that. And I don't know. I mean, I would love, okay, if you're in the comment section, let us know if you struggle on Superstar, but I would be willing to bet that, like, if you're in Division 5 and above, you can probably not get max points on Superstar squad battles, but like beat the squad battle, like beat Superstar.
Probably. And I think it's super easy. And then super easy to manipulate the goalie. There's a ton of videos on YouTube, how to get max points on squad battles.
I made one,
but I think Madden's one too. I know. Yeah. I had, that was like my first video that did well this year. Madden's another one where it's super easy to manipulate on like all Madden.
Well, Madden's like hard plays. Though. Like Madden, because if you don't, if you aren't knowledgeable,
if you're playing the game, yeah. If you're just doing a couple cheesy plays, yeah. You can score like 70 on the computer.
Yeah.
MLB is a different story. I think you would
there's
know more.
No way. If they came out with challenge, that's why there's no challenges on Legend. Like if they did that, yeah. Dude. Like you can either, it's like real life, man. Like, you can either hit like Legend or you can't. Like it's very hard to learn it and get good enough to do that. So, but yeah, like moments needs to be changed. I always use this example of that 8-point game with Sam Gagne, man. Like if you just loaded in with the Oilers and you were Sam Gagne and you were player locked and you had to play a pro game on pro, or maybe even All-Star, where you have to get 8 points in a game, like. You know, like that's exciting,
and that's
dude.
One you get an 88 overall Sam Gagne.
Yeah, like something. Dude, like it's right there, man. Like I don't understand. I want to shadow the people. Like I need to. I've been out there on a very base level. Like when we were playtesting, we were basically playtesting the game for the game changer. I would love to just be like, explain to me why no, like. Like, I'm not leaving this room until you explain to me why no. And maybe there's a logical explanation that we don't know. We don't run billion-dollar companies, right? Like, but it's just, I think that it would take a significant amount of, because as it stands right now, you can't player lock. Can you player lock on the player selection screen?
In HUT, I think you can on squad battles.
But
like, you can't do it in Rivals.
You can't do it online. They took that away because everyone was goalie locking.
Yeah.
Dude, what a time that was. Man, I don't know. Like, it just, that one seems so easy to me. It just, like, spend a month. And, you know, a month in development time is probably an eternity. But I think that would go longer. Like, that would go, you got to think, the majority of the player base are not competitive players. They're not, you know? And I apologize if you're a competitive player.
It would go a long way.
I've been a champion for the competitive people for the last 2 years, but my audience isn't that, and they've reminded me of that. Like I fully understand now. Like I would much rather have that in the game than something like I don't want to say a comp season, because like comp season is just good for everybody, but you know, I don't know. I would love a moment's overhaul where you actually got guaranteed stuff that was engaging.
His next one here is one that I've been saying since I joined the Game Changer program: better milestones. We have had the same.
Nah, dude, it's gotten worse. The
rewards have gotten worse. We've had the same exact milestones in NHL HUT, for 3 to 4 years.
Yeah. So,
right?
This is a perfect example of something that I bring up a lot. EA NHL, they come up with a new banger idea. Like, okay, like a new mode, new something, right? It's awesome. Everyone's excited about it. Then they don't touch it. And then 2 years goes by, everyone's like, dude, this is pointless. Why isn't it in the game? And then they'll eventually wipe out the rewards for it. Then literally no one touches it, and then it's gone. And dude,
listen, can you imagine mm-hmm. if they added like 500 new milestones, okay? That sounds like a lot.
That would be sick, though.
No, but listen, okay? They add like 500, and it's similar to maybe MLB, where it's like, maybe one is super focused. There's one for every single NHL team, and it's like score 500 goals with Pittsburgh Penguins players. And then after you do all of that, you get like a 91 Paul Coffey or whoever the icon is for that team. Score 1,000 goals with Red Wings players. Stuff like that.
You know
Why can't that be in the game?
You know what makes me sick about that? I would be willing to, like, bet a lot of money that the reason we don't get, because I know the objective tech to track is like something, this is again behind the curtain, I think that is very, it's not as easy as you would think. Like they actually, that's something they
this isn't in the game. The tech right now that what we're asking for is not in the game.
I think that would take a significant improvement to get in, but I think a reason why it won't be like that ever is because imagine this. It was like the franchise record for goals for every team. Okay. And that's how you got the team builder card for every team. And it varied in scale. So obviously the franchise goal record, I would assume, is Gretzky for Edmonton. is absurd. Actually, it might not be Gretzky.
No, I'm trying to think who it would be.
I don't think the Sharks. Like, I believe the Sharks. Kobe, is Patrick Marleau.
Kobe might be the highest one.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, you're
probably,
that's a good point.
Probably is, because you think like Brett Hull has over 700, but he spent, you know, time.
Yeah, you're right. So it's Ovi's got to be close in terms of franchise. So let's say you have to score 700 goals with across any mode. You can cheese it, sure, whatever. Like, you could go into actually pro and above, or all star and above. I think it had to be like that. It'd be annoying. Because like
star and above, so it counts offline and online.
Yeah, it has to count offline and online. It can't just be online, because 700 goals would just like. That's a grind. And there'll be guys that cheese the system.
Would you like that with just like Capitals players?
Yeah, like just Capital players, right? So, so Ovechkin, let's say, and then you get 700 goals with Ovechkin or however many he has, and you get a 92, this is that launch of the game, a 92 or 93 overall Alexander Ovechkin. Okay, and it's got this crazy card art, like franchise leader or something like that. And it could be different, but like, so let's say the San Jose, I was going to say the San Jose Sharks, they use Marleau a little bit less. So Marleau's a little bit less. I think he's got like 500 with the Sharks. Or maybe a Gintler. I don't know if a Gintler. Again, I'm bad with the numbers on that. But if you score 500 goals with Shark players, you get like an 89 or an 80, 90 overall Patrick Marleau. It scales. So like the Vegas Golden Knights is probably like Mark Stone or William Karlsson. And it's like 110 or something, maybe. Like, you score like that, you get 110 goals with the Vegas Golden Knight players. Then you get the 85 overall William Karlsson. The reason why that they will never do that is because think of how we get Team Builder cards right now.
I know. We get them by just
ripping those packs, buddy. Ripping packs.
Burning them.
Yep.
Driving up the, you know, whatever, the desire for more cards. It's terrible.
It's awful, bro.
Oh, look at that. Is that the coffee?
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I just got back.
Dude, we're both having coffee and chill.
It is literally coffee and chill. Oh, I got that Roaster's Choice subscription from King.
No, you know what I like about this, too, is like it keeps the desire to playing the game using different players throughout, right? You can't keep the same team.
Imagine you're bored in December. And you're like, you know what? I've got base Crosby, maybe some sort of weird Malkin that came out. Why don't I just go and find, you know, and load up my team on Penguins players and just grind towards that one weekend?
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
one point you brought up, I think, in the prior for monthly challenges. You're mentioning how EA Sports loves to bring in a mode and then completely disregard it, right? So this better milestones thing is something that probably could have been worked on instead of Hut Rush. I'm fine with Hut Rush, but what changes have been made to Hut Rush since it's been introduced?
Dude, this is the form. That's what I'm telling you. I've been a game changer now for 4.5 years. This is what happens. Again, I don't blame. It's I blame EA, and we should all blame EA Sports. Because the developers have basically, imagine you work for a company and your job was to come up with something new and innovative in 9 months. You had to sell it to them and then you have to somehow get it in and then ship it out, make sure it all works, like at least fires up, which for the most part it does. And then you have a week and then you got to go again. And it's like, that's brutal. And I don't think that I think we underestimate the level and the power of marketing in sports games that they have over the entire development team of a video game. Not just EA NHL, but I'm saying, like, because that would be a very, very good addition to the game. And but where that it's not a big selling point at all. Like, new moments for Hut.
It's not a big selling point, right? But MLB over the past 5 years, okay? I don't know what their selling points or whatever, but in general, the average customer happiness with the product has only gone higher up until this year, I think. And it's been more word of mouth. Like, everybody that plays NHL tells me how much better it is, right? I'm not watching a commercial for the show and seeing like, oh, they added different bat stances. No, people are like, I'm happy with the game. In turn, that leads to more longevity in selling the game, And you don't have to come up with a new feature every year. So you just don't.
Here is this year I dabbled the most I could in MLB. I mean, my entire subathon, I was live and played MLB for a month. And I got to know a lot of the community, and I see a lot of their like feedback on the game. And it is not good at the high end. What MLB did, and I don't know what year it switched, because I played Road to the Show every year. It's a lot like Madden. I buy Madden every year to play franchise mode for 2 weeks, and then that's it.
That's what I'm going to do in
exactly, dude. In the franchise mode.
The video looks cool that they just released.
Dude, I'm kind of pumped. But anyways, yeah. That's a lot of thing. MLB, I bought Road to the Show because it was such a good mode. And then they switched to Ultimate Team, and they, dude, I don't want to say they banked on themselves, but they said, I want to forget about every mode. We're going to put 90% of our resources into Ultimate Team. And from an outsider standpoint, you would think that that would not be good for the consumer. But man, they get by this year. Year over year, MLB 22, awful game. We talk about what, like, when you gauge a video game, you can't gauge it on the latest thing because of graphics and, you know, like quality of life improvements. You have to be like, on year over year, if I played MLB 21, is it worth spending $100 to get MLB 22? And it was not. The only thing that is propping it up is the insane level of content and marketing that they do for Ultimate Team that is by far better than any other Ultimate Team game. And NHL is the complete opposite rung. They put no effort into marketing NHL for Hockey Ultimate Team.
Oh, they send out some tweets for Team of the Year to drive those packs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, but the marketing for NHL, it's like their budget is so small from EA that they, I want to say they probably spend it on like launch of the game or maybe some crazy activations for ESHL. It's very rarely in Hockey Ultimate Team. Like every time, I'll use a perfect example. You pull a pack in MLB or you pull a pack in NHL. Okay, you get launch of the game. You pull Connor McDavid's X Factor. Okay, what do?
Probably sell it.
Okay, not you. You're streaming, right? Let's say you're streaming. Okay. You're stoked. Huge pull. Let's say you make a YouTube video about it. You tweet it out. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, that is the only word of mouth about an exciting pull that you can get from NHL. In MLB, you rip a pack and you pull a diamond. All of your buddies. They're in the middle of a game and they see that I pulled Mike Trout. Guess what endorphin that fires in your mind when you see one of your boys get a huge diamond pull. Dude, you're going right back into packs or you're thinking about it. It comes in your mind a little bit because, dude, that's just such a stupid thing. But that's how genius it is. Like the fact they just pop up and they pulled a big pull, that makes you on a human level be like, fuck, like, man, Maybe I should go open a pack. It's like, you know, like that's what it does. Every time there's a new launch of content, dude, I'm gonna drop a bomb here or a name drop. So I hung out with FaZe Sebastian, one of the earliest members and founders of FaZe Clan. I got to hang out with him in Montreal, and I had a conversation with him about like content and like, you know, like what he views as like. You know, NHL doing right and what I could do better as a whole. And he said that it's wild to me that because there is no marketing for what the new content is going to be, everyone that plays Hockey Ultimate fires into the directory and they go to me or Thrash or Enrique or whoever. And they sit there at 5 p.m. to see what it is. They have all of the eyes on their product. And it's like, if we don't stream, flatline. So like you make the content and then like I make a video on covering the new content and then like that's how people go and see the new cards. It's like MLB, the reason why those types of videos where you go over the new cards isn't very good and well received in the YouTube space is because everyone knows about the new cards because you're blasted with it the day before or like 30 minutes before they do. MLB comes online on Twitch and says, "Here is all the new content and how you get it." What you need to do.
Isn't that crazy?
Dude.
Isn't that insane that we have been asking for that, though, for years for NHL? We've mentioned it to them.
Like, I would love.
Like you said, though, they don't have a marketing budget.
They apparently don't. Like, I honestly think that their marketing budget get, like, let's say, you know, at the launch of a game and, like, the cover athlete does, like, a commercial?
Yeah.
That's most of their budget, probably. Like, and people don't think of it. It's like, dude, that's such a waste of money. It's like, Yeah, like you're not understanding business fully, but I think that from a consumer level, the people that play your game constantly, definitely, like if I were to, if they had me host something where it was like 30 minutes, you know, EA Hawk and Moose come on, or even Nick comes on and said, here is the new Master Set players, and we go over them, and it's all in one central thing, right? And it's not on my channel. It's on like EA Sports, yeah, NHL, right? Now EA Sports is getting more engagements and things like that on their stuff. They can have and promote whatever sponsor they want everywhere. Like, there's a buzz, you know, and I don't know if it's because they're just, they know, I know what would happen if you go live on that channel. They would just, it would just be flooded with negativity.
They're never going to be able to go live on that channel unless they start doing these things. The first 3 months might be awful, but once you build up like some positive customer sentiment there, eventually it'll be okay, like MLB, I'm assuming.
It's yeah, and like I would love that. I am going to battle and go through all, I will come up with proposals, whatever, to try and do it where something where they can highlight multiple creators. Doesn't just have to be me. Like if I'm the host, because I think that I've done a decent job hosting now, I feel comfortable doing that. And I've done some things for EA, like that All-Star thing with like Biznasty and stuff like that. Like I feel like I could do that and like let have you or Thrash or Henrique or someone else in the community like go over and be like, these are like, yeah, I'm really interested in trying out this card. Like, you know, I think there's a lot of confusion about what comes out, and they look to YouTubers and it's just like, why do that when you could just do it yourself and be on a much more streamlined thing and highlight these creators? We don't get any help from them.
I wouldn't mind that, though, because then EA could actually go into more detail maybe why they pick somebody.
Yeah.
Eric Brandstrom, why the hell is he
there? Yeah, you tell me, yeah, like, if you can come up with a good reason, and I will, dude, in that, I will go in. If there is a choice where I'm like, bro, what are you doing here? You know, like, it's just like, yeah, like, I think that would be a super big improvement. Madden does it.
Yeah.
The thing is that I would do it for free. I think you would do it for free. I think any of the creators would do it for free. The problem is that EA can't do that and have someone do it for free. A, awful look if, like, to the outsider, right? So there needs to be a budget to it. But, like, man, those would go so much longer. I remember being like, man, you know how they – one of the great things about MLB's Twitter is that before a new legend is released, dude, it's like they get the sock screenshot, and it's like, who's this? Bang, yeah. 8 billion engagements. Like, dude, it's like, bro, go into a game with Jaromir Jagr and just show, like, the jersey tuck. You know?
That's all you have to
like,
do.
Like, that's it. And tweet that out. Like, that is it. Don't say anything else. Like, that is it. You don't need some big graphic designer. Bro, like, I'm pretty sure I could do the MLB ones myself. Like, they just make a stroke and fill it in with a color. Like, it's like,
yeah.
God, it's frustrating. I get so heated with this stuff. Anyways,
yeah, right. I know. We've spent 31 minutes now, I think, on just the first 3 points of the first comment.
To be honest, this is probably going to be like the rest of the summer thing where we just go over stuff for 23.
Yeah,
keep going.
For sure. So his next one
Go to the next guy. Go to the next guy.
Go to the next guy. All right. Reddy Edgemont has cross console as his number one. One or both of matchmaking or market. We have talked about this. I think you must have both. I don't think both will be there. You must have both.
Yes.
But you can't. It's, you know what a lot of these are like? Have you ever seen those like Twitter threads where a guy posts like, create your ultimate like starting six in the NHL. You have a $15 budget and like some players are in the $5 tier, some are in the $4. It's like this for features for NHL, but you have $1 and everything else just costs more than that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
everything
that's
is
really
$1 and you have $1.
Yep.
Oh God, I pray. Here, we haven't discussed this. So there's a reason why I have said this now since before the launch of last year. And I even made a tweet that ended up being like a meme, but it's gonna come back up every year. And I fully believe that the year cross console comes out, and we would have to assume it's this year, because FIFA like dabbled in it. EA Sports as a whole cannot go in and release a title that is not cross-console in some way, even if it's a delayed thing, like, well, we had roster sharing, okay?
Yep.
Let's assume that we get that. That will not fix Hockey Ultimate Team's problems. It will allow them in the next games to fix the problems, because the problem with Hutt right now is the cycle we're stuck in because they have to remove and strip it down because there's no player base on separate systems. And even when it was Xbox and PlayStation, not four consoles, but two, there still was not enough of a player base to satisfy having draft champs and comp seasons and hut champs and rivals and squad battles because there wasn't enough of a player base. When you have cross-console, we now have the ability to fill those lobbies much easier throughout the year, probably. So the next year, the year that we get cross-console, I think it is going to be another, cool, like roster sharing. I think roster sharing was incredible for franchise mode, and I think that's a big plus.
I didn't like the fact that it wasn't cross console.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
because there was some on PS5, which might have been one of the lower player bases. Yeah. There was nothing for me.
Like, I use Toogies on Xbox, and it's incredible. Just like the level of depth he goes to add in players.
Yeah,
but yeah, you're right. Like, if it's December and they come out with it, I think the following year will be the best NHL game we have ever had. I truly, fully believe that once cross-console is a thing, because since the dawn of the HUT era, cross-console has been, in the background, the most needed thing. Like, if you think about it, like, if a lot of the people still play World of Shell, which is the majority of the player base does, it's not HUT, which is still crazy to me. Once you have that and the player base is big enough, because it does, on both consoles, you get enough. There will be enough to fill everything. The mode developers, not the content team, can be like, let's put in draft champs. Let's put in competitive seasons or something like that. Let's put in online seasons, but it like stacks and like they have the ability to do that. And God, but the market, bro, the game died earlier. I mean, that's always a meme. The game died earlier this year because the market evaporated.
Yeah.
And you can release all the cool cards you want in the world, but if no one can obtain them, what's the point?
And then too many cards were released. That's the thing, too.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's last point. So, and I don't like this one myself. Okay. Have your created player available in HUT like you're able to in MLB The Show.
Polarizing. Like, this is a...
It is.
Yeah, you go first.
I just don't like it because... So people do offline, they grind, they get their guy to like perfect stats in the categories they want. It takes away, not that I'm like super into the realism, but it takes away a little bit of the immersion for me. Whenever I see like a 6'7", you know, Bill Cosby on the mound.
It'll literally be Bill Cosby. Yeah. Like they'll be like,
That's not even a joke. I think I've played like 5 online MLB games this year. And whenever there's a created player, it just looks absurd.
There are some disgusting people in the NHL landscape. And
wouldn't trust.
And that's on the EA team to like the security team to like wipe out that kind of stuff. The thing about MLB, so like I played MLB. Obviously, I put over 500 hours so far of MLB. The creative player, I did my creative player because during my subathon, I had literally done everything I could, which took me. It took me playing for 2 weeks straight to get everything done. I did my creative player, and. Yeah, when you put the creative player in, I like the fact if you could go through, because again, I think the majority of HUT players are offline and maybe they dabble in online, Division 5 and below. I think that what you would find is that we would get 6'7" defensemen for free. And everyone, if you did not play NHL 20 and remember that Zdeno Chara that came out. Everyone, dude, and I get a lot of flack about, I mean, you know what? I'm going to have you explain this in a little bit, but it would be that there is, because there is no individuality among the actual players. I said this on a video the other day. There's 4 custom strides in NHL. Remember?
Is it 3 or 4?
It's 4, and I can guarantee you it's because they started messing around and they're like, this is pointless, but they forgot to set it back to default. And every other card and player is default. The 4 are McKinnon, Panarin, Connor, and I think it's like Pacioretty. It's very, the last one's random, I think. I can't
write. Zibanejad.
I have a video on it. I have a video on it. And okay. They, in game, those guys tend to feel a little bit faster. And in MLB, everyone has their own stance, and some swings feel glitchy, some swings feel slow. And that some cards play great for others. In NHL, it's like, dude, whoever's biggest and fastest. And I apologize. Yep. That's not my fault. The reason why I tell you guys to use whoever's biggest and fastest, and these are why these cards are the best, is because they will give you the best advantage and chance to win in a game. And I hate that because, like, you know, like it makes the smaller players not matter. But yeah, like, I don't know. The creative player, that's a tough one. Be a Pro got a lot of love, I think, not last year, the year before. And they did a lot of good things. I think that, you know, some of the conversations and cutscenes are lame. And they can continue to improve upon it. But I doubt they touch Be a Pro for another 6 years. Because of how their model follows.
Yeah, they put a lot of emphasis. Was that last year?
I think it was a back of the box feature in 20. Okay. Maybe it was 21. I don't know. I think it was 20 and 21.
Like, whenever I test the game, I might touch that mode for like 20 minutes.
Of the game is really sick. Like the first like year season you go through is awesome, but then it dies out, right? But yeah, like if you put your creative player in, I think that'd be cool. For players that can play offline, maybe you wouldn't be able to use them online. You could use them in squad battles and offline stuff, maybe. But rivals and champs and things like that, no. Maybe that'd be a good way about it. But I'm not a fan of creative player. I agree with you. I like the realism.
Yeah. Tyler Minnelli says, more flexibility with strategies, adding new ones into the game.
Bro, dude, yeah, me and Kesso are the ones going to war for that, bro.
Yeah. I mean, and a lot of the stuff that's like mentioned, people don't see because we can't talk about it. But there's a lot of these features that I've probably been extremely annoying to the devs in bringing up for the past 2 years. Passing's one of them, which I think I messaged the devs probably 20 times in the past 2 months about it. But more flexibility with strategies, adding new ones into the game. I've been asking for it for I don't know how long. If you go NHL 04, you do that the video every year.
That's the famous part, bro.
Is that Mark Crawford?
I have a video when I was going through my every year I'll play every single game in 1 month and I'll go through it. And there's a video in NHL 04 of Mark Crawford that walks you through how to do each of these strategies that are still in the game. That's how that doesn't get more publicity. Because you can change the skating engine. You could add in stick physics. You can make the AI goalie smarter. But, dude, if you just change the strategies, how much different would the game feel?
Yeah, and I don't even need – I think fully custom has the chance to be a little bit cheesy.
I don't think you'd be able to.
Yeah, more flexibility with what's in there and maybe like 2 to 3 new offensive zone, defensive ones, et cetera. And that would – because there's so few, that would literally double the strategies that are in the game. And then just some like sliders maybe with where the players line up, right? So if you're running behind the net as your offensive strategy with I think 90% of people that play on
this
the competitive
year, this
side
year do, now, yeah. You have to.
Yeah. Well, maybe instead of the player being like directly behind the net, maybe there's a slider for like the where he wants to line up, like maybe more towards the left side or the right, whatever, right? But there's just
complain about it being the cross crease meta and short side wristers used to dominate. It's like, dude, at the foundational level, this is where the players go because we've had the same. Dude, imagine as the game goes along every year, right? There's those glitch. So this year there was the fewest glitch goals we've ever seen. And I give EA props for that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yes. That probably has a lot to do with Kesso. And then paying attention to the GWC. I think last year they really focused on that. Because last year there was probably the most, but I think that it was, that's another topic. But this year, there was definitely the least amount. But one of them was the Polgs definitely made it famous where you go skate back and forth behind the net, the goalie goes to one side, and you pass back, and it's like a forehand one-timer tap into the net. Very hard to pull. Like, it's hard to pull off in-game. Because
you
can defend it by having your guy just sit right in the middle. And we see that. I've covered every esports event this year. And you will see guys adjust and just sit there and cover that. But that's really one of the only glitch goals that we have in the game. And that's strategy-based. But so as what I mean by that is you have the entire player base. In January, we've played the game enough to know that's a goal, right? So that's 3 months into the game, dude. 19 years of the same thing. Why do you think that everyone that can't play the game at the highest end sees and the default is to go and score like cross crease goals and things like that? Because that's all there is, man. That I firmly believe the biggest shakeup to gameplay that you will ever see is if they put more strategies into the game. And I bet you any money that would be extremely difficult. Because you would need to they would need to hire like a coaching staff, because it's, you know, like it's not like they don't know hockey. That would be ignorant to say, but they would need to hire like, you know, Jack Hahn would be an example.
They would just hire a consultant that maybe is an analyst now or something, yes. You know,
and be like, okay, this is how. You know, it's
David Wildman's not doing much these days. Maybe he's a minor league coach, but hit him up.
Exactly. Like, I mean, like that would be an example, because that would make the game feel so fresh, dude. So fresh.
Yeah.
Damn. I would love that.
The guy's last point, being able to create your own camera angle to your own preference. That was something that was in old gen NHL. So like the Xbox 360 era that was removed from the game. I did like this. I don't know why. I think it was one of those things that got dropped whenever they switched to the
PS4
era.
I would hazard a bet that, like, the reason why you can't have it now, like, when they went to Frostbite, it messed up their replay system.
Oh, well, dude, the sticks still aren't in the game. When the replay, you can't see where your left and right stick are. So, like,
part of me thinks they took that out so that you can't bitch. I mean, maybe I'm tinfoil hatting there, but man, dude, like, dude, the passing this year, I would love to be able to go in a replay and be like, where did I aim to send that back 200 feet into my own zone? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's frustrating. I hope that's in 23. I just don't get how that was missed. And then at that point, you're adding, so like, as we've talked just for the past like 45 minutes, we've probably identified like 5 must-have features. And we just know that with that included, maybe one of them can get into the next game. So a lot of what we're talking about might not be in here as like for our lives, right? For our NHL playing lives, which is sad. Let's see. What does somebody asked, or somebody said, removing the point barrier to qualify for Hut Champs?
I have a little bit less of a different take, I think, than you will. Do you want me to go first or you?
Yeah. What's your different take?
Okay. I think that Hut Champs is a mode designed for the best players in the world, and it should be tailored to the best players in the world. I do not like how they've gone to this everybody gets something. I think they did that so that people had something to do that normally didn't play Hut Champs, because there's nothing else to do in the game. I think that that is the only time that they should tailor anything to specifically the 1%. That being said, the qualifying, if Regs doesn't play 10 Rivals games in a week and can't qualify because he didn't play enough Rivals games, that's stupid. That's idiotic. Yep. I think if you can get into Division 4 and you stay in Division 4 for as long as you're in Division 4, you get automatic bid into Hut Champs. That's my take. That's my take. Because you can't let everybody in, because it cheapens the mode. Although if it's 4 consoles, you have to. To be honest with you have to. But I'm a firm believer that, I've mentioned this in my Rivals thing for fixing Rivals, they should remove 5 divisions.
Yeah, we talked about that on here, like just Division 1-5.
It should be Division 1-5. 5 is 8 or 9 and 10, and you go down. It's 2 now.
Yeah.
I think if you are in Division 2, so that'd be 1-4 in the current format. And the reason why I think it should be 5 less is because then you don't have these crazy search parameters. Like, if you can't find a game, it helps you find a game more, and maybe, you know, you get beat up because you're searching and the guy would be a division ahead of you or something like that. But whatever. Like, you know, that... Rivals is intended to make you hit your plateau and keep you at 500. But I think that the way you qualify for Hut Champs, the reason why it's like that is because they are trying to force you to play the game. That's why.
Yeah.
They're forcing you to play Rivals.
I'm fine with what you said. I do think, I don't know if a bigger player base is required. I think sometimes people that would qualify and they can't, maybe they haven't played the game in 2 weeks. Something like that, right? So
there's people that just play Hut Champs.
That's
how they build their team, which is fine. Like,
yeah,
you either have time or you have money in Ultimate Team, right?
Or you have skill.
Or you have skill. Like, those three things.
They removed that a lot this year. Like, mm-hmm. The past few years, if you were really good at the game,
because
it was less required on, like, you could get one of the guaranteed Hut Champs cards.
And they were tradable. Oh, my God.
So even the last 2 years when they weren't,
yeah,
you could still get a good card.
Yep. I think the GWC might have something to do with that. Like, part of me thinks that, like, the game, I don't know, but, like, part of me thinks it's like, hey, man, we can't let Regs get first overall every week and then have these, like...
See, I don't know about that because they allowed that one kid that qualified 2 years ago. He had his own 99 card.
Oh, true. Drewy had it. I forgot. You're right. You're right. That's a mess. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and I don't really think a lot of what GWC does influences EA at all. I mean, you would know more about
that. It doesn't influence the player base.
Yeah. Maze brought up one that I've been suggesting for years, too, is a feature so we can change to manual line changes. So actually have them completely manual.
Like the second right you now, hit it.
Like, no, like even if you have it on manual line changes, you still have the automatic AI changes. Like there is no option to turn off AI line changes.
What do you mean? Like when you change your line, it doesn't go?
No. Let's say you don't change your line. Okay. Your AI will still change your line for you at times. Like, have you ever had where your defense goes for a line change?
Even though they're out of gas completely?
Yeah. Like, so they go for a line change and you're like, oh, my team went for a change. This sucks. Now I don't have, you know, like now it's a 3-on-0 or something. Like, there's no option to have it where you're the only one responsible for the line changes. Your AI will still make a line change for you.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how a completely manual line change system is not in the game, because I get frustrated whenever I see, like, you know, if my second line's out there and like my third's just thrown out, even though my second's still in like the yellow or green.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't do that myself. Like, yeah. I get annoyed by that.
No, yeah, for sure.
So I don't know. That's something I've been asking for, but that's one of those minor features in the game that's like probably on their list.
Yeah.
But there's down. Other things that they yeah, have to, down, yeah. yeah, that might be like 15th, right?
Yeah.
let's see. Cross-play and cross-market, obviously. Passing fix for easy passes that sometimes go into a different planet. Dude. I think the pass was awful this year. I don't know how it'll be in 23.
Go ahead.
I was about to say, because they tried to intentionally make a little bit more of a skill gap in the past, right?
Yep.
Which makes sense. I think it would have worked fine if your AI sometimes just didn't ignore the puck. You know, that happens so often. You'll pass, and then there'll be, like, somebody in the middle of the pass, and then, like, a guy on the perimeter.
Yep.
It'll lock on to the far guy. Mm-hmm. That happens probably 5 times a game. I don't mind the increased skill gap in passing, but it doesn't work.
You know what? You know what's funny? Like, that's the same issue we have with defending the rush, because you cannot change your player to the one you want with a button. So, for example, you're defending the rush, right? And there's a guy there. It's, let's say there's two four checkers. You have one guy in the middle, like your center in the middle in the neutral zone, and then two defenders. You can't select the center. Because when you go to aim, you're aiming at the top left or top right, and you can't get that middle guy.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, like how player selection works. It's the same issue that looks like it's happening. If you could just hit or hold R2, and a button would pop, like the buttons would pop up. Even you could turn them off, like so. You like, this is my center.
Oh, yeah.
And like you hit triangle, bang, there's your centerman. Like the same thing. Like if you wanted to pass, and you know, you had a guy and you held it down. And it went to that guy, like...
It's just another option to play, right? Like, if you want that, instead of it being, like, skill stick, maybe it's skill stick plus, right?
Yeah. Like, hybrid. Or, like a different, like, or hybrid passing, something like that. Yeah, like, this year, the passing this year, this was, like, my worst NHL. And I try to take, you know, because it was my worst NHL, I try to take that bias out of me, because, like, I didn't perform as well as I should have and things like that. But when I am super frustrated with the game is the clunkiness of it. And passing this year, there is times where you're going D to D, and if you don't aim in this half, like, quarter inch spot, like, it's going out of your zone. And maybe that is the skill, and like that's why, but I think 21 felt great if you had the pass intercepts on. I do. I honestly, like...
I love 21 without the pass intercepts. Like, if the pass intercepts were on, it probably would be better. I don't know.
That's what I mean. Like so last year, the passing has been... Passing is automatic, and I get why they were trying to do what they were trying to do. But I don't know. I'd be curious. It's just another thing that feels clunky to me.
Yeah. The game in general, 22
very
is just
clunky.
Yeah, clunky. Somebody said more stats to save you the trouble of trying to use Excel. I think that's Kafis. That might be him, because yeah. I know I think he was the one that had the Excel sheets.
Dude,
maybe I'm misremembering.
I did the Excel thing for a month.
Yeah, I'm too lazy to do that.
I need to do something. This is no leaderboard.
Nobody brought that up.
Yeah, how did no one bring up the leaderboard? Boys, I'm disappointed in you guys. There's no leaderboard on it.
No, I would love to see more stats in the game. I'm always frustrated that I can't see like how I do in Hut Champs compared to how I do in other modes. I would want my player stats like MLB does, like separated between online and offline. Because you always see those guys on your Discord or like YouTube comments, and they're like, yeah, you know, my goalie has a 0.05 goals against average. Like, okay, you played 100 squad battles games.
I'll be like, dude, this Eric Lindros card is sick. He's like, yeah, dude, I'd rather just use, you know, Jordan Kyver. He's got 4,000 goals from him. He's like, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Like, I mean, like, congrats, man. Like, you know, anything is. Oh, dude. What stats would you want to see?
Besides different tracking in, like the in general for like team stats and player stats between offline and online, I think I would want to see more of the like advanced analytic stats in the game.
I want to see turnovers.
If like, it was tracked correctly, because they used to have I think they have those in World of Chell.
I think so too. Yeah, like, it's hard to track, but you would definitely get an idea. Like if your defense are always turning the puck over, that means you can't break the puck out. And like that.
No, okay, so hear me out though, right? Yeah. So there's stats whenever you go into you pause a game after the
there's
game.
There's more.
There's and that one of those is offensive zone time, right? Yep. Or like
carrying the whenever puck. It's time with the puck.
Okay, so now imagine, hear me out. You have those stats that are tracked, okay? Now, Hut, they also added, hypothetically, which would be 20 years from now, you can look at these stats, like, on the app or, like, on a website. So now all these stats can feed into, like, cool GWC presentation-type things. Like, that'd be pretty cool.
What do you mean? Give me an example.
Like if you could see Regs, like, you know, the percentage, like his course, he's like 89%.
Oh, dude, yeah, I would love that as a broadcaster.
Like,
yeah.
If you watch GWC, like you guys, and it's more probably the production side, like they track like the stats that have occurred during the thing, but it's like total shots, total goals, and it kind of like they're doing their best because there's nothing in the game to show something else. But like if they could just query on Regs, and it's like, yeah, he has like 85% of possession time in this tournament so far. These are his top performing players.
All right, dude. That would be sick. I think that like the one thing I have an issue with, because I have a unique experience with the game. So because it's my job, if people want to see the best cards, I rip a ton of packs at the beginning of the year to get, and I usually always have the best cards available. The problem is that people ask me how they feel, and by December they all feel the same. And again, that goes back to EA not having custom strides, custom shots, really. There's very few where I'm like, wow, I noticed this guy, or it's either good or bad. But they really have to be like something. For example, I guarantee you every year, if you go back, the best cards that you've played with are defensemen that are master items at the beginning of the year. Because the base cards that you get on defense either have no shot or they're slow. They don't have both, and because of how defensemen cards are built, they have high defensive awareness, usually higher body checking for the most part. Maybe the smaller ones are a little bit faster, but they never have all three. Whereas the master, like, if you go back 3 years, the retro classic launch Rasmus Dahlin, and then the Lit versus Grit Heiskanen, I guarantee you everyone remembers those guys because of that. Even Seth Jones this year. Or Victor Hedman. If Victor Hedman gets hammered on speed, and they're so careful to protect him because he's so big, but that Seth Jones at launch of the game, that's where it's like all three of those. And I would love to see like, just like how those cards like work and you know how impactful they are with. I would love it if someone could send me a sheet of stats. And I could be like, this is where your issue is. I can tell you. Like, if you have turnovers with your defenseman, That is why you're losing. You're not moving the puck out. You need to change your quick breakout. You need to look other ways where you're looking. And I think that would go a long way.
Oh, man, yeah. I don't. That's
makes me sad.
Yeah, I mean most of the rest are like the same.
Let's just talk about ours then.
Yeah, I guess we do. We have. What do you have? Want to go one for one for some of ours?
I didn't write down my top five, but I think it actually works better if we don't think.
Yeah.
This is our instinctive top five things that we need to change. Number one is cross console.
Cross console, cross market.
Yeah, both. That's both.
But they can't be, but yeah.
But like those, yeah, like that is the number one. The game does, we have now seen it. It does not survive long enough to make it an enjoyable experience. So you fix that, you get probably another 6 weeks out of the game.
Probably.
My number two. So guarantee rewards, a guarantee reward path from all modes. That by playing Hut Rush, by playing offline challenges, by playing squad battles, you do X amount of time and effort into it, you get this card. That is something that needs to be in the game. And I'm sick of just packs. I'm not like a... I get what EA's marketing idea is of that, and it's very successful, I'm sure. But as a consumer and a player, like I hate it. And think about like that's my job. If I open up packs, that's a video. That's TikTok. That's a Twitch stream. Like, and I don't want that. Like, I'm sick of that. Give me the card. Give me the card.
Yeah. My number two, because my number one's the same as yours. My number two is Hut Champs just copying the FIFA format for their weekend league, and that's just having restricted teams. So like you can only have 2 90+ overall players, etc. And that's divisive. That's me personally, what I want. I want to see more balanced team building, more thought and strategy behind it. And then that also is how GWC is played at the end of the year anyway. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. You know, people are like, what if you just do draft, you know, drafted teams for that? I don't care what it is, but I would just like to see more of that consistent gameplay throughout the year.
This one, so again, like I'm going to take like you know, the majority of the player base take on that. So like not the competitive side. I still think Hut Champs should be the, you know, the issue with the, it's difficult. I agree with you. There should be restrictions. The thing that would end up happening, and I know what happened again, because there is not differentiator in cards, everyone, there would be a meta lineup, man. No matter what you do in NHL, because there is not a lot of differences, you would end up with the same 12 cards on forward and the majority of the same on defense throughout the entire year. And I don't know if that would be, I guess.
Maybe you would, but then again, like just come up with a different solution on how you have to build a team. Like that's really it. Just come up with a different solution for that.
I think that, so let me ask you this. Is this more about making competitiveness even or more about having a fun way to build a team and use it in an alternative way than what we
normally
do?
For me, it's both.
You have to slide one way or the other.
It doesn't scratch my itch with the team building and how the game currently is because there's the realism factor where everybody's 99 and they all play the same way. Mm-hmm. And I hate that with a passion.
Yeah, same.
I hate the fact that it's July 19th and there's still people asking, how's this 99 overall Matt Sundin card? You know how it is. It's a 99 overall card. Why are you posting this on Reddit? That's a dumb question. Stop asking that. You know, I want to see more strategy around team building.
I agree. So I think that let me ask you this. If cross console became a thing, let's say this is it. Next year they come back with competitive seasons or events or something that mimics what comp season was. And it's like this week, let's say the launch of the game, and you have to use Colorado Avalanche because they're the Stanley Cup champions, you know? And then it's like, hey, here's your... They could be alumni or maybe not even alumni. The problem is that when they do something like that, Colorado Avalanche cards go through the absolute insane roof and people that are free to play can't build a team on their own, nevertheless a Colorado Avalanche team.
So then the solution is they already have the tech in the game. Is that a comp season... They take the draft from Hut Rush, and you pick from a selection of centers and wingers and defense, and that's how you build your
team. Yeah, that would be different.
There's multiple solutions to that, and it's frustrating. It's like I'm not where it's like it has to be these restrictions. I'm not like that, but they need something.
I agree. I think that cross
consoles in the game, and that's what they use for comp seasons. And you do it that way, or they just change Rush, and that's one of the things in Rush. And there's actually Rush good rewards.
Has so much potential, dude.
It's not going to change in the next 5 years. What it is now is what it's going to be in NHL 27. Then it's going to be removed in NHL.
Yeah.
So that's my number two. I don't care how it's done, but they have to fix it because this game's stupid when every card's the same besides height.
I guess like as the game goes along, that would improve. Because like as the game is first starting, I think a salary cap mode is going to be an awful experience. That's an example of like, hey, it's July. You can't use full 99 overall cards in Hot Champs. You're using
a solution for like right now when there's a ton of cards that are available from like 80 overall to 99.
Yeah.
So like, I think the draft would work perfectly. And they had draft champs in the game, but they had the most basic version and it sucked. And that's why I hate
rewards. They removed rewards.
People were like, oh, they had draft champs. Nobody played it. Yeah, because they put an awful mode in the game and that wasn't draft champs. I don't care what it said.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's funny because like I remember draft champs when you could get like Ray Amory, RIP, or like, you know, like those special cards. You'd play it to get those cards, even if you didn't enjoy it. But now, and then like next year, they remove rewards for it. People stop playing it. And it's like, no one plays draft champs. It's out. Like, that's the format, man. That is the format. Yes. Online seasons.
It's not exactly a developer issue, man. It's EA corporate. Whatever they're doing is it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't.
From a like a satisfying customer. Go ahead.
What's your number three?
My number three would be leaderboards and rivals. It needs to, or in all modes of HUT that is separated, you need to get something for your recognition of how you're playing. That makes you want to win more simply because there is something online, much like online seasons. Like, I would pay attention far more in Rivals if I was going to take an L because of my record that people can go see, especially mine, because I would just, like, I'm going to get searched all the time.
My number three, I do like that one, and I would love that personally. I don't think it would improve the game as much. It'd be good for both
quality
of us.
Quality of life.
Yeah. Number three would be that milestones that we talked about earlier. Yep, I think that would change the way HUT's played overall. Yep. For a far better experience.
I would love team builders to go back to collecting every card. And then those cards are untradeable. They don't go away. They are just now untradeable. So if you collect the Edmonton Oilers, you get Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, they're going to cost you $1 billion, billion coins at launch of the game. You get them, you get a 93 overall Wayne Gretzky, but Connor and Draisaitl, all those cards that you had to cash in, those stay the same. I want to see it at all levels. I want to see a Niagara Ice Dog where you collect all the Niagara Ice Dogs because, God, bronze and silver cards are absolutely pointless for being the game. It's the only reason they're in is so that you can say that EA can say, hey, we're promoting your team by putting you in there. That's it. Give me a collecting all the Ice Dogs. Give me an 85 overall Alex Pietrangelo. That's an Ice Dog card. Like, you know, a Steven Stamkos, Sarnia Sting for collecting all the Sarnia. Like, it just... At all levels, I want to see team builders be mimic MLB, Clive Collections.
Yeah. Was that number three?
Yep.
I'm going to go fix the clunkiness, and it's not a HUT thing, but they need to fix the passing, and they need to fix the stick physics in the game.
Would you go back to this passing, what it was before?
I would go back to the passing it was before.
So automatic. Is what we're talking about is automatic passing.
Yeah, I am fine with that, even if it's not fully that way. Literally just the main thing from 22 for me was just locking onto the wrong player. Like, that really was it. And then the stick physics where your guy just gets his, like,
the wacky inflatable tube men, bro, where you had that
clip where it was like 12 seconds of this puck being loose with 90 something overall players and none of them could pick it up because their stick was getting caught on somebody's elbow.
They were trying to use their skate.
Yeah.
That's an all-time clip. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
And 22 is bad just because of that clunkiness. It might have been a good game if that clunkiness wasn't there.
I think they put in stick and physics, and I think that in a couple years, stick and physics will be one of the best additions to NHL, making it a separate layer from the actual player. Again, this is a coding thing. I think that's going to be huge. But this year, it was rushed. Like, they got it in there. And it didn't break the game, but it did not improve the game.
Yeah.
Number
four?
My number four. You mentioned like two of mine.
It's okay. I mean, it could be the same.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like I would love fix the modes you have, optimize them. Like I said, for Hut Rush, dude. Like all of the modes. You know, like we talk about this as a joke that like separately they have everything in place to make the Hut Rush literally has a program that you go through. Why is that not just taken and put in an Aki Ultimate Team where, or even all the entire game, franchise mode, everything? You earn XP, and as you go along, you get guaranteed rewards.
I don't know, man. Dude, EA is the Nick Cannon of game developers. Nick Cannon has like 8 kids, right? And he keeps adding new ones, and he probably doesn't have relationships with his current kids. He's like, ah, let's just, you know, I have 2 more kids on
the
way.
Pile on, bro. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
Dude, like, I want to see squad battles. You get to a certain point, there's a cutoff. It's not 15% or top 100 based on randomness of the teams you draw. Like, imagine a squad battle season where you go in, you play a season of 15 games against actual teams. You play that, you qualify for a playoffs depending on the difficulty you chose. You're playing real teams, and you go along, and if you can win the Stanley Cup, you get a guaranteed card. Make it a season. Yeah. Like make it, you know?
Yeah, my number four is strategies. Strategies. Yeah, that's my number four. Whatever the amount is in the game, hire a consultant, you know, that's not coaching right now. Double that amount. Double it, make them a little bit adjustable, like we said earlier. And then you have a game that plays completely different.
My number five is marketing. They need to cater to the player base, whether it's hire one of us and do a show that hypes up the new cards, whether it's you have a guy that actually has a pulse on Twitter. For FYI, Clappy is not the one that handles EA's Twitter account, so don't just be like, it's Clappy, whatever. You know, think of what you want about Clappy. That's not his role. So the EA Twitter account, like, hype up the new cards that are coming out, you know, highlights. Just more, make it more accessible that people know what's coming. Like, that's, you know, that's it.
Yeah. My number five is being able to upgrade players just by how you perform with them.
Dude.
A simple one, and I think that's one that could be in the game, but if I score 100 goals with a card, maybe he goes up +1 or +2.
Goddamn, dude. The tier system is probably the best thing that we got in 22. One of the only actual additions that impact the game.
Still sucks. It's a great addition.
It's collectibles, bro. God, I hate the anyways. It's collectibles. Yeah.
It sucks.
Imagine you have a 77 overall card. It's like get 5 goals and you unlock the next tier. God damn it! Like you know what I mean? Like if you like this card and you dominate with him, he should just go up, reward the player for having that. But nah, dude, they'll make you cash in.
Yeah, 10,000. That would remove you having to buy packs to get a new card.
That's not best. It's like Shane McMahon or Vince McMahon. It's not best for business. Like it's not. I had my last one and it was a big one and now I completely forgot it. The upgraded one is huge. I think that's super important. And I apologize. I can't think of number five. I had a really, really good one too. Damn. I think we should have.
Yeah, you had five already, but yeah.
Oh yeah. Never mind. Then we're good.
We have five.
I had another banger, but I don't remember.
I mean, because we went through and there was like 20 good, you know, ones.
Yeah, like, what people talk about.
How do you decide?
Mm-hmm. The milestone thing is big. Like, I would love to see the team builders, like all of that work, you know, with the parallel system. I said this when last year when MLB released the parallel system where your cards went up one overall, up to a total of 5 based on their performance in game. That was the biggest addition to any Ultimate Team mode ever. And all Ultimate Team modes need to adapt that. But we'll wait and see.
That's not going to be. Effort.
I kind of like answering these questions, but I feel like after like 3 episodes of an hour talking about it, we're gonna get the same ones over and over again.
I mean, I think this is the angriest I've gotten on here in like months too.
Yeah, like, we're just two bitter old men just like angry about the game, you know. And it's funny because people still playing it probably enjoy it. Good for you.
The people that are, I don't understand it. I would never understand it, but yeah,
maybe
people are
enjoying
it.
We play it so much that we're just burned out by this time.
Maybe.
It's got to be a part of it.
No, but I also think it's impossible to enjoy just the fact that how it is right now with, like, 99 everything. Like, I just don't think it's possible to enjoy.
What is show off your EA Sports NHL and Forza Horizon skills by entering the Honda Fan Cup. EA Sports just retweet. Hang on a second here. This is live breaking news. Da-da-da, da-da-da. EA NHL actually tweeted something. Let's see this. What is this? Play each week for a chance to win part of $10,000 each for NHL or for Forza Horizon 5 and EA Sports NHL. Honda Fan Cup is open to all players of all skill levels, 18 or older, in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Honda Fan Cup features four open-entry weekly qualifiers where you can win cash prizes and a spot in the series finale. So, this week, EA Sports NHL 22 qualifiers, August 6th, 13th, and 20th. And then the EA Sports NHL 22 and Forza Horizon 5 series finale on September 3rd. Sure.
Sir.
Okay.
Is this like, is this only on, oh, it's only on Xbox, huh?
This is.
Yeah. What the hell?
I don't know, fellas. This is we're not the collaboration I expected, but a cool final NHL tourney. Why is this hyped by EA Sports NHL and not the game? Okay, that's a whole other. That's a whole. That is a whole other podcast. Oh yeah. Man. Anyways, all right. Well, there's a cool tournament. Check me on Twitter. I'm retweet. What?
I said I'm very confused by that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And why so late into the game? Like, there's a lot of questions.
I have so much. Okay. Well, all right. Guys, that is episode 39. Thank you for your comments and questions. Again, if we get some, if you want to comment down below on ways that you think you want to see improve in the game, we'll start doing, going back to what we used to do where we would spend a majority of the time going over your guys' questions and comments. So I want to thank you guys again for all of that. And we'll be back next week for episode 40 as we're almost through a whole year, bro.
We are. 13 more to go.
13 more. All right, guys. See you next time. Have a good one.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.